Out of those not chias amesim is af tzadik chas b'sholem and gazve machlif. Maybe a tzadik also his gazve doesn't grow over again. He won't have chias amesim. Maybe is lakach nemer eres. Therefore, the pasuk says that tzadik is like an eres also. Neres is a tree, a cedar tree that even if you cut it down, if you leave the roots there, it'll grow up again. So the more ilu nemer eres of Torah only would have said the pasuk only would have said an eres for lenem atomer, and it wouldn't sound like a palm tree. Hayisi emer would have said like this. My eres, just like an eres, ain oise peris. It doesn't make any peris. Is af doesn't have any fruits. Is maybe af tzadik chas v'sholem ain oise peris. Maybe a tzadik also chas v'sholem doesn't have any fruits. Lekach nemo, therefore the pasuk says tomer. It says no, that a tzadik is like a tomer, like a palm tree that has fruits. The nemer eres, yeah, and it says both. It says tomer and eres to say that a tzadik grows strong. And it has a gazle machlif, and also it will have peris. Rashi says tzadik and eres peris means ain lo yischal osid. Maybe we won't have a reward in the future. Kamashmal, he has both. For the Gemara now, Akash, is it true the eres gazle machlif, is it true that a cedar tree, its gazle machlif, if you cut it down, it'll grow up again? For Tani, we learned like this: halokeach ilan mechaveroi. If somebody buys a tree from his friend, lokutz. You're buying it to use the wood, to chop down the wood. Is magviya min akarka tefach? You have to start chopping it down. A tefach above the ground, you have to leave like the first 4 inches there. For kaitzes, and then cut down the tree. In order that the tree should be able to grow back again. What about the sadan ashikma? If you want to buy this type of a tree, shnei tefachim. Then you have to leave the bottom 2 tefachim growing and cut from there up. If you want to buy this type of a tree, shloisha tefachim. You have to leave the bottom 3 tefachim. You have to. So Rashi said, "Bsul sashikma" means netiyosh toniktus on the yelim. It was never cut down yet at all. What about the kanim or the gfanim, reeds or in the grapes? Menapkak or the mala. For the pekak, that's where you have to leave it over. Rashi says, "Kesher atachton," like the bottom knot. That's where you have to leave over and cut only from above that. What about bidikolim of arozim? Let's say you buy a palm tree or you buy a cedar tree, then choyfer lamata, you're allowed to, if you want to, even dig down underneath, or mashrish, and uproot even the roots. Why? Because a palm tree or a cedar tree will not grow back again anyway. So since you're buying the wood right now, you have a right to uproot it completely. So it's a stira. We said before it does grow back again. And tomorrow, hocha b'mayaskina b'shar mini arozim. We're talking about there are different types of cedar trees. And kidirabba barhuna, the omar rabba barhuna, asoro mine arosim hain. There are 10 different types of cedar trees. Shenem, like we have in Gemara Rosh Hashanah, the pasuk says, etin bamidva eres shito v'hadas. So since there are different types of cedar trees, there's no kasha. This type is talking about that does not grow back again. Therefore, when you buy it, you're allowed to cut it down all the way and uproot the roots even. And the Gemara Budash in the Apostle before that tzadik is like an eres that does have gazve machlif, will have a future for tchias amesim. That's talking about the other type of cedar trees that tzadik do grow back. Right, Tana Rabbonin. Ma'isav Rabbi Eliezer. Once happened a story with Rabbi Eliezer. Shegoza sholosh hashara tiny salatzibur. The rain didn't come down that year, and like the Mishnah before says, he was gozer 13 tiny tzibrus. 3, 3, and then another 7. Below Yordu Geshonim, and still the rain didn't come down. Ba'achroinu, when they finished the last fast day, his chilu ha'tzibu lotzei, the tzibu started to leave, but said they finished, and what more could we do? Is omalehem, so he told the tzibu now, tekantem kvorim liatzmachem, did you prepare your kevah, your grave for yourself, your graves? In other words, if it's not going to rain, now you're going to die. Like, how can it just go away? Like, give it another try. So, gol kolom debechi. The whole people started to cry. In other words, and it broke the heart, and now when they daven to Hashem, they really daven from the deepness of the heart, and the mail of the yodu geshomim. And then the rain came down. Another story with Reb Lezer happened. He once was a sheikh tzibur. He went in front of the teva. It was a time of tzibur for the rain, and he davened the extra 6 brachas, 24 altogether, for leinena, and it wasn't answered. The rain still didn't come down. That's what happened with Rebbe Eliezer. Then Yorad Rebbe Akiva went after him. The Omer, and he said like this, Avinu Malkeinu Ein Lanu Melech Elohato. Then he said, Avinu Malkeinu Lamancha Rachim Leinu V'yodu Geshomim. When the Vekiva said this, then the rain came down. He said, V'ranane Rabbonim. The Rabbonim like were wondering, like, how come you, Rabbi Lezer, you davened so much, nothing happened? And the Vekiva just said these two things, and it came down right away. Is Yotasa Basko, Labasko came out to Yom and said like this, Loi Mipnei Shezeh Godo Mizeh. Not because Rabbi Kiva was greater or bigger Talmud Chacham than Rabbi Eliezer was. Rabbi Kiva had this big milam, he was a maver al midoisev. Which means to say, like, if anybody did things bad to him, he overlooked him. He wasn't makbel on any little thing. Therefore, midi keneged midi Hashem also. Like, why does Hashem hold back the rain? Because Klal Yisrael does averus. So Hashem takes it at heart. He did averus. He punishes us back. But if you have the need that you overlook when people do bad things to you, Hashem also overlooks when we do bad things to him. Therefore, because of the chus of Rabbi Akiva, Hashem answered them now and gave them rain. Yeah. Mora says, Vaita. Tana Rabbonin. Ad Mosa Yiyu Hagishomim Yordim V'yatziva Poiskim Metanisim. Like, how much rain has to come down when the tziva started to fast already, and now in the middle when they're fasting, let they see it starts to come down. So how much rain has to come down in order to say, okay, we don't have to fast anymore? The reason why we're fasting is because we don't have rain. Now that we have rain, we don't have to fast anymore. How much rain has to come down? So first of all, it says, Kamole Berach HaMachrisha. As much rain as it is, like the knee of the Machrisha of the plow. That's a tool they use to plow the ground with. Like that amount of rain coming down, then you can stop fasting. Divrei Rabbi Meir. The Chacham Marim Nechom say, Rashi said before even, Kamole Berach HaMachrisha means, in the Tashtishu HaGishomim, the Yomek HaKark, if the rain went down into the ground, Kishir Shuras Manas HaMachrisha, that this, the plow goes into the ground, that's enough rain. V'chom Moim V'chom Nesei, V'charov on a dry land tefach. You have to have a tefach worth of rain coming down, that's enough to stop fasting. But then in this, in the middle type of a ground, then Tfachayim, you have to have two tefachim of rain coming down. Ba'avuda in ground that you already planted, like you worked on the ground already, then you need shleisha tefachim. For such ground, we have to have three tefachim of rain coming down from Shemayim, and then we could afford to stop fasting. In other words, since the karka like was worked up and plowed already, the ground, the water goes into it, then goes in and seeps in very fast. So therefore, to satisfy that ground, you have to have like three tefachim worth of water, then the other could stop fasting. All right, turn over. The Gemara says, Vaita, Tanya, we learn the Brice like this. We have Yeshua ben Elazar Reimer. Ein lecho tefach melamala, you don't have a tefach of rain coming down from above, from lamala, shein tohoim yoitza lekrosa shleisha tfochim. You don't have from the time from underneath the ground, the water from underneath coming up, at least three tfochim of rain, of water. For the Gemara of Tanya, we learn to chay and know only two tfochim come up from underneath. The Gemara lakasha. Kan ba'avuda, kan b'shein avuda. It depends if the ground was worked over before. When the ground was worked over before, then it only comes up two tefachim. So Rashi says, the afagad the nichnas to tefach b'karka purta hu de noches v'ochin a nofik bu lekabol l'shloisha tefachim el a purta tefachayim b'shein avuda the chinichnas to bo tefach tfei hu de nicha v'nofik toim lekibla gimel tefachim. As if the ground is worked on already, so the tefach of rain would have come down, like there's not that much to it, it goes straight down. So only comes up two tefachim. When the tefach of rainwater comes down to ground that was not worked over yet, then it appreciates it much more, and then three tefachim of the underwater comes up like to meet it. Omri Abloza, Kishemanaschen Nesamayim Bechag, Beshat Edu Nisachamayim on Sukkis, is Toim Oimla Chaveroi. The underground, like says one to its Chaver, Ibo Meimecho, bring up water. And Kol Shnei Reyim Anishimei. It's like you hear two friends talking together. Trashi Nisach HaMayim V'Nisach HaYayim. Now the Nisach HaMayim and Nisach HaYayim are together. Shneim the Pasuk says, Toim El Toim Kerul HaKol Tzinerecho. Trashi Mayim HaYayim V'Mayim Techtoinim Oysim Shnei Svolim Yeh. Omar Rabba, so that's this pasuk that says one is talking to the other, means the nisach hamayim to nisach ha-yayin. Omar Rabba, l'didi chazali hay-ridiyah. I saw this malach that takes care of the water of the rain, and his name is Rudiya. I once saw him, and Dom, he looks like the igla tlos, like a third a calf. El pirsa sisavosa, its lips is like split. Vekaima ben tahayma titoi l'toymi loy. This malach stays in between the top time and the bottom time. Rashi says ben toymi loy ben harakia liyukainis. Hecha denashki ayu rakiya, the place where the ground and the rakiya kiss together, like that's where he stands. And Omla, he says like this: in the tchaim miloy to the top one, he says, choshu memecha, let your water come down. And the tchaimo titoy to the bottom underground, Omla yiboy memecha, let your water come up. Shenyamar the pasuk says hanitzonim niru boritz. That's niru boritz. So Rashi says it means v'shat they make nisach hamayim that the water is seen boritz. That's what happens. Right, our Mishnah says hoyim misanim v'yordu gishom koydim leitzachama. Let's say there was fasting for rain, but then rain started to come down. So if the rain came down before an leitzachama, they don't have to fast anymore that day. Tana rabbonin hoyim misanim they were fasting v'yordu lehem gishomim and rain started to come down. Koydim leitzachama, if the rain came down before sun break. Before Hanetzachama lo yashlimu, they don't have to finish the tainus anymore because there's no purpose in fasting. But lacher Hanetzachama, let's say the rain first came down after Hanetzachama, after sunrise. So if so, they started to fast already. Is yashlimu? Then they have to finish the day of fasting. Divrei Rabbi Meir. This is Rabbi Meir Shita. That's totally Hanetzachama. It's totally in sunrise. Over Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Koydim Chatzais. No, it's totally in Chatzais half midday. If the rain came down before midday, lo yashlimu, you don't have to finish the first day. Yachachatzais, if the rain came down after midday, yashlimu, then you have to finish the first day. Rabbi Yosi Yoimer, it depends, koidim teishois, lo yashlimu. If it's before 9 hours, you don't have to finish. In other words, before like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. If less than 9 hours, if before 9 hours of the day went by, it rained, you don't have to finish the tainus. Liachat tes shoyis after 9 hours of the day yashlimu, then yes, you have to finish the fast. Shekein motzino biachav melech Yisrael, we find by Achav melech Yisrael that sheesana mitei shoyis lamala, he was fasting from 9 hours of the day and further. In other words, the rain didn't come down by then for sure you have to finish the fast day. Shenem the pasuk says harayisi kinichna Achav. We have Yehuda Nesia Gota Tanisa. Yehuda Nesia once was Gerzim Tainis. For Yordu Lehem Gishomim Liachar Anetzachama. And after sunrise, that's when the rain started to come down. His Sovu Liash Luminu, he thought to say you have to finish the first day, like Remeya Shita. Omale Rabbi Ami, no, that Kedim Chatzais Viacha Chatzais Shininu. The Loch Riz is totally in Chatzais, that if the rain came down before midday, you don't have to finish fasting anymore. Shmuel HaKotin Gozer Tanisa. He was once gerzim with tainis because it didn't rain. For yordu lehem gishomim koydim leitzachama, and the rain came down tak early in the morning before sunrise. Is kesvur mom the people thought lema to say shivacha shotzibru, like it shows that we're great people, we get the praise for it. The Hashem answered us right away. Omer lehem Shmuel HaKotin answered back and said, no, it could be it's not your praise. Emshalachem moshalom adavadomer. Let me give you an example to how this thing really is. It could be the Evet Shemavakish Prasma Rabbi to a servant that comes to his master and says, please pay me. Omulahem, so the master says, Tanuloi, pay him already. V'yaleshma Koli, I don't want to hear his voice anymore. So that could be that Hashem, I didn't want us to daven anymore to him, like he didn't want to listen to us. That's why he gave us the rain. But maybe it's not a praise to us. Shuv, it happened again. Shuv, Shmuel HaKotin, Goza Tanis. Another year it happened that there was no rain, that Shmuel HaKotin made a fast day. The Yordu Lehem Gishomim, and the rain came down. Li'acha Shkia Sachama. After Shkia Sachama, after the day the sun set, that's when the rain came down. But that day, the day of the fast day, by sunset, the rain came down. Is Tzvurim Om, the people thought, learn what to say, Shvachel Shotzibru. Again, it's our Shvach, it's our praise. Like on the fast day, at the end of the fast day, the rain came down, it's our praise. Like we're great. Omalhem Shmuel Loi Shvach Shal Tzibru. No, that's not called the praise to the Tzibur, to the congregation. Elem Shalachom Moshe Lomer Adar V'Doyma. Let me give you an example to what it's Doyma to. Li'evet, to a slave, Shemavakesh Pras Merabu. He asks to get paid from his master. V'yomalhem, and the master says, Hem Tinu Loi, wait, Ad She Yismakmak V'yitztar. Let him, like, first have a little pain first. Let him wait a little bit of pain. V'yachakach Tinu Loi, and then pay him. So he was like, Hashem waits till you fast a little bit. He wants to wait till the end of the Tainus, till after Shkia Sachama, and then he gives you the rain, as if to say like he wanted you to fast. So again, it's not called the Shvach of the Tzibur. Samar says now, L'shmul ha-kotin shvachol shal Tzibur hechidami, where is the case that the Tzibur has the right to say it because of their Shvach they deserve it? Is Omar, in a case where the Shliach Tzibur says, Mashiv haruach b'noshiv zika, as soon as he says the word Mashiv haruach, right away the wind starts to come. Omar Murid Agoshim, he says away Muragoshim Diyasa Mitra, and the rain starts to come. That's a Shvach, that's called Tzibur, the Tzibur is doing something good. Right, the Maisa, the Mishnah says, the Goza Tainis Balud, it once happened, the Goza Tainis and Lud, and the rain came down, so the Chum told them was, go home and eat, and then come back, and they said, Halalah Godel. So Meres Tekasha, V'nei Mahalom Mikora Akam, he told them to go home and eat first, and then say Halal. Why didn't they right away say Halal? Is Abaye v'Rava Derma Tevaya, they both say, L'vishen Oimrim Halal Ela Al Nefes Seveya.